And my guest is somebody who is scary enough at the best of times, even more so now, because she's arrived with a sword in hand as a champion fencer. Or,
well, not yet.
Not yet.
Okay. Not quite yet.
Champion fencer elect.
Well, yeah,
that's
maybe.
Good.
Maybe.
Welcome, Louise Walker from Priorfield House and general all-round good egg. Does lots of stuff in and around the community and is also responsible for the wonderful Rural Living Show. But not today. We are talking fencing, as in sword fighting. Now, you are the last person in the world that I expected to
really?
See pop up on Facebook
really?
As somebody who's going to a championship to represent the UK as somebody with a sword in their hand.
That's kind of disappointing, actually, Darren.
Look, I'm really proud. When I saw this, I was like, really? Lou, what yeah. the hell's going on?
Well, yeah, my kids fenced for years, and when they went off to university, I kind of missed it, so I stayed with the club, and I've been helping the club ever since. We're Taunton Dean Blades, and we fence every Wednesday night at King's Hall. They give us their gym free as part of their charitable giving, etc., etc. So we fence there every Wednesday night, and I've carried on fencing and just club fencing and doodling about, and it wasn't terribly serious, but it kept me a bit fit and, you know, kept me occupied. And then a girlfriend of mine said, really, you should join the vets, actually. You really should come and join us at the vets, the veteran fencers. Yeah, so I said, oh, I'll give it a go, you know. So I thought, right, this year I'm going to try the vet circuit. So and then I qualified for the world championships.
Unbelievable.
Yeah, kind of. I grinned for about 2 days, I think, after I'd after they.
You are still grinning.
I am still grinning.
I haven't stopped grinning since you walked in with the Union Jack, the sword in your hand, and your mask, your helmet, or whatever. What do you call it?
It's a mask.
It is just simply a mask.
It's
nothing
a mask.
Technical,
yeah.
Because that thing weighs a bit, mine, doesn't it?
Yeah, yeah, it does.
Because it's like a full face job, and
yeah, you've got to be safe.
So, tell me about fencing. I never even knew that there was a fencing club in Taunton.
Oh, fencing's great. It's very much for individuals. What a surprise here. But it you know, it's for all the people who certainly for a lot of the kids who don't actually join the teams. They seem to be much more, I don't know, they're much more individuals. A lot of our club people are really sort of different, and they like to sort of express themselves in different ways. Quite a lot of our clubs, the kids in the club are quite musical as well. It seems to sort of go hand in hand. But it's a bit like playing chess with a sword in your hand. You have to sort of outthink your opponent before they outthink you. So it's not just about hitting people.
It's about strategy, isn't it?
It is about hitting people too, yeah. Which is great after a bad week at work.
You know, I think you're probably encouraging an awful lot of people to want to get into fencing.
Well, it's really, I find it great because, you know, you can fence up to, we've got fencers in the country that fence up to sort of mid-80s. You know, it is because you just do less with your feet and more with your hand and more with your head. So it can actually, you can adapt it. You know, kids go like rockets. And, you know, the older ones just are just much more nifty and clever.
I always thought it looked a bit camp.
Camp? Excuse me? Have you seen James Bond looking camp? Well, maybe actually, yes.
Yes.
But, you know.
So what age do fencers start at? Because it's quite interesting watching the kids do it, because they're really quick with it, aren't they?
They usually start at about 8. Because hand-eye coordination can be a little trickier. And also we've got a big safety thing because, you know, kids running around with swords, if they don't do exactly what you tell them, it could be dangerous. But hopefully, you know, when they're 7 or 8, they you know, they can actually obey rules a bit better and realise the dangers. So, yeah, we although we have all the kit, we're coated in sort of stuff that's woven with Kevlar and stuff like that. So it's impenetrable with swords. So you do get a few bruises though, but
and the swords have got like a blunt end, haven't they? They've got like a little ball on
the
end of the sword.
Well, there is a turnover, yes.
It's
just a little knob at the end, but but I fence sabre. There's three types because there's épée, foil, and sabre, and I fence sabre, which is the best fun.
The foil is the really thin, flimsy
and pointy
one, isn't it?
One, yes, yeah. It's sticking with the pointy end, as Aria would say.
So you've ended up in the World Championship, which is when, where?
It's in Cairo, can you imagine, in October.
Wow. Do you need to get a sponsorship for that kind of thing?
No.
To go over there?
There's very little. I'll just dip into the old, you know, husband's pocket, and, you know, he's been very good about it.
That's what he's there for.
Fred, we're not going on holiday this year. I'm going to Cairo. Yeah. But he's been very good about it.
Wow.
It's an adventure. It's such an adventure. I can't believe it.
And yeah, particularly as it come out of the blue as well.
Yeah, totally, totally, yeah.
And you can read all about this and see Lou's picture in the next issue of Tone News, because we've got a little write-up for you in there.
Thank you.
And we're going to take a little video out in the office in a minute, mm-hmm. and Lou's going to show me how to do some fencing, which I think will be quite amusing.
I hesitate that you mustn't try this at home, because I will not be kitted up in my Kevlar. I will just be standing there and behaving like I might be fencing for Darren.
Well, listen, I can only say congratulations on a wonderful, wonderful achievement.
Thank you.
And I really want to follow this all the way through.
Yeah, thank you. Even when I come last, I've said if there's any 40 of us, and if I come last, I'll still be 40th in the world.
Well, so, yeah, exactly.
Hey,
yeah,
that's amazing.
I mean, it's amazing all around anyway. The fact that you've been, you know, you weren't actually sort of, you were kind of encouraged to do it by a mate of yours.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then you end up getting chosen to go to the World Championships.
I know. It's pretty bizarre, I've got to say.
Well, look, good luck with it all. So you better give a big plug for the club then. And
yes.
If anybody is interested in getting into fencing, these are the details that you need to know.
Yeah, we're Taunton Deane Blades. We start at the age of about 7 or 8. You go up to 80. So, you know, you can pick and choose. So it's for everybody. And we run on Wednesday nights through term time and just a little bit overlapping. We're not open in August, but we start again. And our beginner's course will start in September. So go to the website, go to the Facebook page, Taunton Deane Blades, and you'll find us there. And we'd love to see anybody who'd like to try it. Any age at all, you can just come and fence with us.
Go on, say on guard.
On guard.
Excellent. I love it. My guest is Louise Walker. Actually, Lou, while you're here, you're also very much involved in the Taunton Flower Show, aren't you?
Oh, yes.
So
yes,
let's find out a bit about what we can expect this year. You've been pitching up in the market over the last
couple
of weeks.
Yeah, I'm just about to go there again to sort of hand out leaflets and tell everybody and remind everybody that they can enter their longest carrots and their fattest potatoes and that kind of stuff, you know, as well as artwork and things. It's a great, great show. I'm very, very proud to have been asked to be a volunteer director a couple of years ago. And yeah, it's a hoot. It's a lovely, lovely show. It's the jewel in the crown of Somerset in Taunton, and we're very lucky to have it here.
And what's your role on the committee then? What's your role?
My
as
role
a director?
On the committee as a director is to deal with the traders. So I handle all the sort of trading issues and help pick the traders and the concessions and that kind of thing. So we get a good balance. So it's not just, you know, the same thing over and over again. So it's not sort of 52 burger bars by mistake.
So if they get any jip, they send in Louise Walker.
Yeah, I'm afraid so.
And next year they'll be sending in world champion fencer Louise Walker to sort any issues out.
I can always wear my mask and take my sabre with me. It might just, you know, call a few of the issues.
And don't wear the mask. You're scary enough without it.
Thank you, Darren. That's really kind of you.
It is just as well we know each other very well.
It is.
Oh, I love it. Flower show. Give me all the deets of the flower show then.
Yeah, it's 3rd and 4th of... I think it's 3rd and 4th. Is 3rd and 4th?
Well, you should know. You're a director.
Well, it's the first Friday and Saturday in August, she says rapidly. We open at 9:30 for members and 10:30 for the public. There's lots going on. There's a wonderful children's area where all the things that you can do are free. Children go free with the adults as well, which it's a real family show, and we have dogs doing sort of obedience stuff, and we've got BMX bikers, as well as the wonderful tents with all the floral arrangements in, and the competitions tent. And there's still time to go for the competitions, because it's the entries finish on the 29th. So if you've got a wonderful piece of artwork you've done, or you've got a needlework, or you just want to have a go at something, or you cook, or all sorts of things, you know, go on our website and have a look, and you can enter all the classes. So, you know, it's for everybody. We really encourage the novices and the kids and that sort of thing. It's the Taunton show. That's what it is. It's not high flying. It is high flying, but it's for everybody, you know, and it's lovely to see so many people taking part.
As you said, the jewel in Taunton's crown. You can find them online at tauntonfs.co.uk. My guest is Louise Walker.
Thank you, Darren.